This is Her Hilltop High. I'm Katie Sulkowski. For Syracuse's 150th anniversary, WAER took a look back at the university's history. At the turn of the millennium, the year 2000, Syracuse is 130 years old. The university looks fairly familiar and has established many of its traditions. Remembrance Week is observed, the bells ring from Krause Hines, and Otto the Orange is officially the school's mascot. But there's still room for firsts in the coming years.
All over! The Orange are national champions! They're taking the national title back to Syracuse!
In 2003, the Syracuse Orange won the first NCAA basketball championship in the program's history. The team includes Carmelo Anthony and is coached by Jim Boeheim. The win over the Kansas Jayhawks remains the only national championship title for the men's basketball team. But Syracuse's athletic accomplishments didn't stop with basketball in the early 2000s. The men's lacrosse team won 5 national championships between 2000 and 2009.
With the ball 10 yards away, tries to beat it toward the middle. It's picked off by Daugherty. He gets double teamed. The stick goes flying. Daugherty still with it, throws it in the air. The Orange run out the clock, and now they run on the field. Syracuse has won the national title for the 9th time.
Headed by coach John Desco, the Orange win in 2000, 2002, 2004, and then back to back in 2008 and 2009.
Is orange. The nation is orange. Syracuse is your 2009 national champion.
While the 2000s brought many championships to Syracuse, it also was a time for the university to honor past sports legends. In 2005, SU football retired the number 44, worn by greats like Ernie Davis, Jim Brown, and Floyd Little. But the retirement doesn't last.
For all who have ever been associated with Syracuse athletics and the legend of 44, it's a living legend. Syracuse University is one of many schools with honored numbers, our legend of 44. Class of 44 honors Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, Floyd Little, the greats who've worn the number, and it will help us move forward and keep the rich tradition alive. Syracuse athletics and the number 44 have been so closely intertwined for decades that 44 has become a national symbol for the greatness of our program. We honor that, celebrate it, and will continue to celebrate it. With the blessing of Jim Brown and Floyd Little, the number 44 is back. Syracuse University, football orange, we are restoring 44 back to the program.
The football team brings the number out of retirement in 2015 and unveils Plaza 44 outside the Ensley Athletic Center.
If that number is back, and when they talk about that number, my name, Jim's name, and Ernie's name will always be remembered. Years from now, 50, 60 years from now, when our days are gone, they will say Floyd Little and Ernie Davis and Jim Brown wore that number. I like that.
Also in 2015, the Syracuse women's field hockey team wins its first national championship. They are the first women's team at SU to win a national championship. Syracuse's achievements are not limited to sports. In 2015, physicists at Syracuse were a part of a groundbreaking discovery.
At first, it doesn't sound like much. But keep in mind that you're listening to a sound of an event that is reaching us from over a billion light years away. This is the first rumble of what is destined, as advanced LIGO reaches its full capability, to become a roar of new information about the universe.
These physicists, as a part of the National Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, detected gravitational waves for the first time. The existence of gravitational waves prove parts of Albert Einstein's 1915 theory of relativity. The discovery wins the Nobel Prize in Physics in 2017. The The history of Syracuse University is one intertwined with the land of the Onondaga Nation. In 2016, Chancellor Kent Siverud's work group on diversity and inclusion developed a statement to be read at the start of all major university events.
We begin by acknowledging with respect the Onondaga Nation, firekeepers of the Haudenosaunee, the indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Syracuse University now stands.
It's first read at the new student convocation in August 2016. In 2018, Syracuse University takes further its commitment to veterans.
But more than that, the MBRC will also be positioned as a national center of excellence in higher education related to the social economic wellness concerns of the nation's veterans and their families.
The National Veterans Resource Center will house the Institute for Veterans and Military Families, as well as educational opportunities and resources. The goal is to have a public-private partnership that benefits Syracuse University and Central New York at large. It was set to open in spring of 2020, but along with so much else, it has been postponed due to the COVID-19 outbreak.
Today, we are in full mitigation mode. As of 8:50 this morning, we got our first test case confirmed back in Onondaga County. It is a female in their 70s.
The options are: you could do layoffs of state workers, option A. Option B, you could buy some time with freezing the raises to state workers. I choose option B.
We will suspend residential instruction at Syracuse University effective the end of the academic day on Friday. We did the research. We used data. That population, almost 60%, of our student population at the undergraduate level, if they return home, will return home to locations, almost 5,000 students downstate New York, but also to Southern California, China, and Florida.
The pandemic has resulted in Syracuse University canceling all in-person classes for the second half of the spring 2020 semester and canceling the 2020 commencement ceremony on campus. But the SU community continues its efforts and traditions.
In the last 150 years, your university has overcome incredible challenges. With grit and with grace, we have faced and overcome depressions, disasters, terrorism, pandemics, wars, and hatred. At our best, we faced these challenges together. We did so not by turning our backs on each other and those in need, but by finding new ways for human beings to support and to care about each other. We did this no matter what divided us at the time and no matter what challenges we faced. Once again in 2020, I believe we will get through challenging times together, as we have so many times in the past. If we do this right, we will have a 150th year that makes us truly proud of who we are and of what Orange stands for.
Even without planned in-person events and activities, SU celebrated its 150th anniversary on March 23rd. Sound from this episode comes from Syracuse University, Syracuse University Athletic, and our very own WAER. For Her Hilltop High, I'm Katie Zolkowski.